What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And look, I understand that for all of our Navy veterans out there, they don't want to see the Navy get a black eye, but the Navy just got another black eye. And no, it wasn't Chinese hackers, and no, it wasn't somebody getting on in and making the ship go someplace that the crew did not want. Because on those ships, there are direct linkages from the bridge controls to the engine and rudder. And there's nothing that gets in the way. I mean, the computers can be used to guide the ship like an autopilot, but just like on an airplane, you can turn that autopilot off. And you can take manual control of the ship. It's not that hard. In fact, generally helm duty is given to one of the least senior members of the crew, so they get all excited. I got to drive the ship today. And they have a little tiny ship's wheel. It's not a big thing like you'd see on a tall ship, about the size of a telephone dial, and direct controls to the engine's throttles. Everything else on the engines is run by the engineering crew down below. So, I'm sorry, it wasn't hacking. It wasn't a deliberate attack. This is the U.S. Navy not being able to drive its ships around and play by the rules. In fact, looking at the damage on the John McCain, it looks to me like, once again, they were trying to cut in front of this ship and misjudged the closing speed. So, yeah, there's a problem there. All right, getting on to more news. All right. Now, as I mentioned before, Steve Bannon's gone back to Breitbart News, at least for the moment. He's going after National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, because apparently McMaster is the one who is really putting pedal to the metal for more and continued wars. And at this point, I don't want to be cruel about it, but I think somebody needs to give the United States a seriously bloody nose in one of these combat areas. And it might be North Korea. Get people to calm down over all of this stuff. Now, Bannon is only going to be at Breitbart for a little while, because apparently Bannon is considering starting his own news network. Will be a competitor to Fox News. And Steve, I could use a job. Apparently, Roger Ailes may become involved with it as well, after the way he was ejected from Fox. So this could be the beginning of a serious war within the corporate media world. As far as Megyn Kelly is concerned, well, things are not going all that well. Her Sunday night news show has been yanked off the air. They're going to give her one last chance to try and put something together that will draw an audience, and already her coworkers are saying this is not going to work. And yes, she's pleasant to look at, but you know, people don't turn into the network news to see pleasant-looking ladies, or gentlemen for that matter. They're trying to find out what's going on, and once you get a reputation that you are lying to people, they are going to turn you off. And that's why we're in the state we're in right now, where the big news networks are faking their numbers. They're using click bots to inflate the clicks on their websites. They're in serious trouble, but their owners, their masters, will not let them go back to telling the truth about anything. Now, here's a story that broke over the weekend. Oh, boy, is everybody going to get excited about this one. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT staffers are now under investigation for having stolen information from congressional offices and their computers and selling it to foreign governments, such as Pakistan. And apparently the FBI is focusing very heavily on Wasserman's chief IT staffer, Imran Awan, and saying that basically he had access to every single computer everywhere in the House of Representatives, and the information that was gleaned from these computers can be used to compromise, blackmail, and control members of the House of Representatives. This is a serious betrayal. It's not getting a lot of coverage on the corporate media. It's all Trump and Russia are working against the nation. It's Trump and Russia. It's the No, it's the Democrats. Now, Imran Awan is already indicted on the financial crimes, bank fraud and so forth. And they're investigating him on what is basically an espionage charge. He needs to make a deal, and somebody needs to put him in protective custody because he's a liability. He can bring down Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in turn, can bring down Hillary Clinton, the heart of the narcocracy. Love to see it happen. Love to see it happen. And, I mean, talk about greed out of control. These guys were being paid huge salaries by many members of the House of Representatives, and still their greed got the better of them. Apparently, they were stealing iPads. Taxpayer paid for iPads and selling them online. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And apparently, members of Congress whose data was compromised tried to cover it up. Didn't want to report that there'd been a data breach, which tells us there was something on their computer that can be used to blackmail and control them. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I hate to beat a poor bear of bad news, but Roger Ailes is dead, isn't he?
I didn't think he had. I mean, Jerry Lewis just passed, and so did Dick Gregory.
Yeah, you said Roger Ailes going in with Steve Bannon to form his own news network, but I think Roger Ailes died.
Well, let me see. I'm trying to look back to the original story, and let's see where it came from. He did die on May 18th. Well, then why are they mentioning? Okay. Apparently they're bringing out details of how he was going to be involved. Apparently they've been planning this for a while, but yes, you're right. He did die. My bad.
Yeah,
my goof.
No, it's okay. Hey, everybody's entitled to a bad, man. We're human beings. Hey, listen, I got one question for the Navy, who can't seem to get out of the way of a freight ship. How the hell are you gonna dodge a ship killing cruise missile if you can't get out of the way of a freight ship?
Well, I think in the case of the incoming cruise missile, they're going to be looking out for it. This was just a stupid mistake. And you know something? I spent enough time on the water. I did see a lot of stupid mistakes. People will get out there. They get visions of pirates in their head. And they'll do some really crazy things. They'll run up on the rocks. In fact, just to share it with you a little bit, my sailing career, if you will, came to an end. I was sailing with a gentleman I'd made friends with, and he had this 35-foot Norwegian double-ended fishing boat converted for recreational use. And we used to sail out Catalina all the time, out to Anacapa, the China Channel Islands, and we had a lot of fun. And then one day we were out in two harbors on Catalina, and there was a major, major November storm coming in, and everybody was saying, we just got to wait this one out. And so we wake up the next morning, and we're out at sea. This guy who was a captain, and he had his master's papers, just decided he wanted to test himself and his boat against the ocean. And we finally did make it back to San Pedro. It's the most seasick I've ever been. And none of us ever went out with this guy again because we thought he had a death wish, in part because as we were crossing over to San Pedro, we were listening to the Coast Guard radio. There was a ship, same size as ours, went down. So, yeah. The sea is a harsh mistress. So is the sky. But in this case, we're just dealing with really dumb mistakes. When the Greenville killed that student ship, they were just showboating. They had a bunch of VIPs on board, and they were going to do one of those soaring emergency surfacing where they come halfway out and then slap back down, and everybody goes, ooh, that's fun. And they came on up literally underneath this Japanese fishing boat, and literally ripped it in half. Anyway, Lenny, thank you for the update. And I don't know why that headline had something about Ailes in there in light of that. But you're right. He did die back on May 18th. We're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. And here's a little interesting thing that's evolved. Hillary Clinton, following her election defeat, now you would think when you're running for the president and you lose at that point, all of your campaign workers are fired. But Federal Election Commission filings show that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid the former vice chairman, Huma Abedin, $65,000 since Hillary's defeat for the White House. Now, what is the Hillary Clinton campaign paying Huma Abedin all that money for? To maybe stay out of the media limelight? To keep her mouth shut? That's a lot of money. Apparently, WikiLeaks has come out with yet more of the pay-for-play scandal. The King of Morocco gave the Clinton Foundation $12 million for a single meeting with Hillary as Secretary of State, and 6 months later, Morocco got the weapons from the United States that they wanted. Okay. Now, it's becoming very obvious right now that Attorney General Sessions, Special Prosecutor Mueller, are not going to do anything about James Comey. Now, James Comey has made a heck of a mess. By his own admission, he's created and then leaked memos to ensure a special counsel would be appointed to investigate President Trump. By doing so, Comey broke government rules and laws. And Judicial Watch is stepping on in and filing a lawsuit, given that Special Counsel Mueller doesn't seem interested. The special counsel just wants to find Russia, 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 Trump, 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 Trump. Oh, Hillary spying? No big deal. Head of the FBI, manufacturing fake news? No big deal. They're obsessive over there. But Judicial Watch has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Department of Justice for all non-disclosure agreements pertaining to the handling, storage, protection, dissemination, and return of classified information that were signed by or on behalf of former FBI Director James Comey. They think that he's obviously mishandled some data. But then, according to James Comey, it's okay to mishandle classified information as long as you mean well. Now, let's get on back down to Charlottesville, because that is still being pounded for all it is potentially worth. And they're out there screaming, we got to tear down the statues of all the white people. All the white people statues have to go. I guess that includes the Pillsbury Doughboy. And apparently more information is coming on out that what happened in Charlottesville was a staged propaganda operation. Now, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's a longtime Clinton crony, was out there in the media saying the police found weapons stashed by the people who wanted to protect the Confederate monument. And the police have gone public saying, no, we didn't. The only ones who had the weapons were Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So Terry McAuliffe is in on this agenda. We've got to demonize the white people. The white people are bad. Now, the story, this one coming out of 12160, apparently eyewitnesses are confirming that the KKK, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter all arrived on the same buses. And remember, they found that Craigslist ad to hire people to show on up and cause a ruckus. It's fake. It's just fake from top to bottom here. Now, somebody over at the White House petition website started a petition to label Antifa as terrorists, which makes sense when you look at the violence they have been carrying out. And the number of signatures has already soared way past the 100,000 mark required, at which point the White House will respond. Now, the response could be, no, thank you. That's been their response to a lot of other petitions that met the signature requirement for things that are not popular with either the liberals or corporate boardrooms. But it does show the American people view Antifa as the bad guys. They're not going for this agenda of demonizing white people. Adding fuel to the fire, this coming out of Investment Watch blog, apparently one of the organizers for Black Lives Matter is saying that white people don't own anything because everything that produced in this country was produced with slave labor, that white people don't own anything. It's all collectively the property of the black population. That was the same thinking that led to the Rhodesia upset, Zimbabwe. They're already out there pushing that idea. Now, Rush Limbaugh is sounding a warning. He's looking at the sheer aggressiveness that we're seeing from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and all these groups. And he's saying, we're on the cusp of another civil war. And he could very well be right. This one is going to be very different from the first Civil War, because the first Civil War, there were natural battle lines along the state boundaries. Here, we have the two antagonistic groups thoroughly blended in with each other, which means it's going to be just total chaos and a free-for-all on the streets of America if you keep falling for all this stuff, because it is all propaganda. You okay? All right. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi has just signed on to this call for a censure against President Donald Trump for refusing to put the blame solely on the white people. Now, polls are showing that the majority of Americans agree with Donald Trump. Both sides were committing acts of violence. Everybody can see with their own eyes. It was the Antifa Black Lives Matter who started the violence. And the police just stood back and let it happen. And now we have some of those police saying they were ordered to stand down and let the riot get out of control. So Nancy Pelosi is now on board. You know, how dare you not blame solely the white people? And I think it tells us that agenda is beginning to fail. People aren't going for it here. Apparently, Black Lives Matter have stormed the French Quarter down in New Orleans, and they're demanding the removal of the statue of President Andrew Jackson, who's the seventh president of the United States. So where is this going to stop? And the answer is, it's not going to stop. There's always going to be another statue, another monument, another memorial, another tomb that they feel shouldn't be there anymore. Once you give in to that frenzy, we're going to tear things down because they offend somebody somewhere. There's always going to be somebody somewhere who stands up and says, oh, yoo-hoo, I'm offended. Go ahead and tear it down. It's fine with me. They're trying to get everybody obsessed over something that happened 150 years ago to keep you from looking at what is going on right now in front of your eyes. Apparently, Vermont's attorney general has settled Vermont's claims of fraud against Jonathan Gruber, who was the MIT professor who served as a technical consultant for President Obama and one of the chief architects of Obamacare. And apparently, they had him up on a fraudulent billing case, and they're not going to prosecute. They worked out a deal, which is very generous for Gruber. Now, he can no longer work as a taxpayer-funded economic consultant for the state's healthcare system, and he's not going to try and collect money he thinks he's already owed, and in exchange, they will not pursue legal action against him. So he basically got a walk, got a get-out-of-jail-free card here. Now, over in Russia, where they're maintaining a GMO-free agricultural industry, they're going to get a bumper grain crop that will break the best record from the Soviet era. And this is going to be huge, and they've got customers lining up. They're expected to harvest 130 million metric tons of GMO-free grain. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And they're actually covering the John S. McCain collision, and they're still searching for those 10 sailors. If they haven't found them by now, they're not going to. Same thing, sadly, tragically, about those five Army people that went down off the western shore of Oahu a few days ago. And again, it's all very fragile machinery out there. I'm getting a lot of people writing on in over this issue about the statues. And one of them was pointing out the fact that maybe the reason they want Andrew Jackson's statue torn down was because he paid off the national debt and shut down the Second Bank of the United States. Somebody else also wrote in with the Antiquities Act of 1906, which was passed by the United States Congress, signed into law by Theodore Roosevelt on June 8, 1906, to protect all American monuments in perpetuity, which means it is illegal under federal law to remove these statues and monuments. Somebody else wrote on in to clarify the fact that there aren't actually any statues of white people anywhere in this country. They're either bronze or granite. So, good point there, I think. Alrighty, getting on back to the news here. Apparently, there's been some kind of an economic upset over in China. And they're looking at some pretty potentially ugly bank runs. And apparently, a lot of this got tied in with this new facial recognition and identity card check for ATMs that they're putting in, because apparently there's been so many withdrawals from the ATMs, they're starting to wonder if they're legit or if, in fact, there's a real bank run going on. So that's just starting up, and we're going to have to just keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, Air Berlin is now bankrupt, and they will not be able to refund tickets that were purchased for flights that will not happen. Okay. Another reason why I don't get into the cryptocurrencies, Enigma has been hacked, and apparently over $470,000 in Ethereum just vanished. So I don't know. Is it just that insecure? Is it actually a scam, these cryptocurrencies? There's something going on here. Meanwhile, Turkey has said they want to use their own national currencies in trade with Russia. This is coming from Russia's economy minister, Turkey's minister of the economy, Nihat Zabeki, basically saying Turkey and Russia will trade using their own internal currencies. They will not go through the U.S. dollar. They will not go through SWIFT. They will not pass go. They will not collect $200. But it's another indicator of a world that is turning away from a U.S.-centric monetary system. Now, over in Minnesota, their attorney general's office has filed suit against two companies that required military veterans and senior citizens to sign over significant portions of their monthly pension payments in exchange for loans of relatively small sums, usually small loans to cover basic living expenses and household emergencies. And apparently these loans were being charged an annual percentage rate of 200% and extended for 10 years. That is loan sharking, and I'm glad they're finally getting around to suing these people here. Apparently, there is a Venezuelan oil tanker is stranded off the Louisiana coast. Now, it's not damaged. It's not leaking. This is purely a paperwork issue. But apparently, they were approaching Louisiana when Donald Trump imposed these new sanctions on Venezuela. And as a result, this ship is not being allowed to dock. It's been cut off from all economic support. It can't even refuel. It just has to sit there. And again, these world leaders, they fling sanctions all over the place, and they don't have a single thought about how ordinary people are going to pay the price for this. And apparently that tanker has been down there for about a month, and it can't sail. They can't dock. They can't refuel. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. When we come on back, we'll take your phone call. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you in just a minute here. Not a lot of calls today. I figure probably a lot of our listeners are still in the traffic jams coming back from wherever they went to see the eclipse here. Somebody just emailed me yet another one of these advertisements, this one for Shreveport. A Los Angeles-based public relations firm, blah, 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 is looking for enthusiastic actors and photographers in the Shreveport, Louisiana area to participate in our events to protest a Confederate monument. So they're going to do another one. These are all bought and paid for staged events. We need to get that message out there. I'm going to go to the phones. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Michael, you know, I want to say something here, but, you know, times are getting bad when you start envying John from Barbados.
Oh, God, I miss him. I miss him so much.
You know, he was a character, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, like attracts like, I guess, you know.
Yeah, he was a very, very learned man. But, you know, I'll just say something, and I'll listen to your response. But you know, this thing with Robert E. Lee, what an honorable. If you ever watch Gone with the Wind, he'd be like Ashley Wilkes. You know, the guy was the most. He was just an honorable person, and anybody that knows any history knows it wasn't about slavery. It was about states' rights, and you know that only came on later. But you know, I do have to disagree with some of these things, and I think some of these monuments. Like, keep Robert E. Lee up there, but explain, you know, instead of tearing it down, explain what he was about. You know, this Christopher Columbus thing, I got to tell you, since I was a kid, and, I'm not as smart as you, but, I'm well-read somewhat, I guess relatively, but just, you know, in his journal, this is from Christopher Columbus. Columbus didn't mince words about his intentions after meeting the Arawak natives in the Bahamas in 1492. He described the encounter thusly. They bought us parrots and balls of cotton and spears and many other things. They willingly traded everything they owned. They were well built with good bodies and handsome features. They did not bear arms and did not know them, for I showed them a sword and they took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They have no iron. Their spears are made of cane. They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want. Columbus would add, as soon as I arrived in the Indies on the first island, which I found, I took some of the natives by force in order that we might learn what information they have in these parts. This guy was a criminal. This guy should have been vilified.
He was doing what he was paid to do. He was doing what he was paid to do. The people who financed his expedition to the New World, you know, they said, we want wealth, we want slaves. We want new lands we can conquer and turn into plantations. That was the job description.
No, I understand that, but I think instead of pulling the monuments down, put underneath this monument what this guy was about. Put a monument. Don't take Stalin down. Describe the 100 million people he killed. Don't take, you know, instead of tearing these things down and erasing history like I totally agree with you about, why not explain what these people did? Christopher Columbus was a mass murderer, regardless of whatever his reasons were. He didn't have to take the job. This guy was a murderer. He was a mass murderer. You know, and he was, and I know according to the times, maybe, you know, the Catholic religion, which, you know, I agree with you totally on, being raised a Catholic, I know what they're all about. But I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, I agree with you, not erasing history, but explaining history. Don't take it down. Don't erase it. But explain what criminals they are. Explain Robert E. Lee, what a good man this guy was. He wasn't fighting for slavery, to keep slavery. He was fighting for states' rights. And that's what I think we need to do. We need to just not tear down, but explain.
Yeah, I agree with you. But as this new ad shows, this is all theater. It's all bought and paid for theater, and they're just going to keep on going until they can create an illusion of a movement of blacks against the whites. And then, we could see some real violence in the streets leading to national emergency, martial law. Who knows where this is going? But right now, I saw an article only a week ago about how under President Trump, gun sales have begun to decline. I'm willing to bet a whole nickel that they're starting right back up now because everyone is very concerned about violence in the streets of America.
Protect yourself. That's the first priority. Protect yourself and your family. Mike, I love your show. I agree with 98% of what you have to say, and you go back to Thomas Paine, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you very much for the very, very kind words. All right, we're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news. And, they're still talking about the eclipse instead of the really important stuff here. Now, apparently over in Europe, Soros is still pushing forward on his plans for one world, one government, one private central bank here. And apparently Soros is pouring large amounts of money through lobby groups in Washington to pursue what he's calling the Soros plan, specifically targeting Hungary, which stands in the way of Soros flooding Europe with 1 million migrants every year. This is coming from Viktor Orban's ruling party. So here we have a private citizen literally going to mess around with the government of another foreign country. That's a violation of the Logan Act right there. Soros could be arrested and thrown in jail for 10 years. But he's still out there pushing. Greece is now... I feel sorry for the Greek people. First of all, they got scammed by the IMF, turned into debt slaves. The bankers are in Greece just picking off their national assets. And on top of that, of course, they have borne the brunt of much of this refugee migration into Europe. And just like Italy, the social systems are starting to collapse. And these migrants are coming on in. They're trying to pose as refugees. Not all of them are. Most are economic migrants, and they've been lured to Europe with all these fabulous stories of free things they're going to get, which they're not getting. And so they're getting angry, and they're making demands. Well, you know, we were told that we were going to get this. Who told you that? Well, somebody who claimed to speak for the government. And so that is really adding to the problems of Greece. I think it's only a matter of time before we start seeing some of the member states of the European Union just say, that's it, we're done, we're out, at which point we're going to see Brussels try and rally an army from the other member states to invade. And I don't think those other member states are going to go along, because they, too, are feeling the pain of the refugee crisis. They, too, are feeling the pain of the European Central Bank. I'll be very surprised if the European Union is still around here end of the year. Now, Nigel Farage, following what happened in Barcelona, is wagging his finger mightily at Brussels, saying that the EU's immigration policy, open borders policy, is endangering the lives of Europeans. Because so many of these recent terror attacks involve migrants who've just crossed across that border. Because there is no security policy. And, of course, we keep hearing back from people in the globalist one world agenda saying, well, yeah, there's going to be some problems, but really it's for the greater good. I think the people of Europe have had just about enough of this nonsense. And probably for that reason, they're bringing up the big guns. Pope Francis is now out there urging countries to improve their welcome to migrants and stop these collective expulsions, saying migrants' dignity and right to protection trumps national security concerns. Well, migrants can have dignity anywhere they want to go or anywhere that they happen to be standing. Just act dignified. But there is no right to protection other than that right to protect yourself and not rush off to somebody else's country and say, ooh, please help me, help me, help me. And the Pope put this out there on the Catholic Church's 2018 World Refugee Day. And he's still out there repeating this over and over and over again. Now, I have a question for you, your Popeness. How many refugees and migrants do you have inside the Vatican right now? Got a big wall around the place. I've been there. I've seen it myself. Big, huge wall. How many refugees are in there right now? We seem to be seeing a lot of people who are out there talking real big about we must be loving and open borders, and then you actually go and look, and they're not part of it. Israel isn't. Israel isn't welcoming in any of these African or Syrian migrants. Look at George Soros' place through Google Earth. I don't see any refugee camps on that estate. Same thing with the Vatican. It's all talk, all talk. Up in Germany, Angela Merkel is really facing an uphill battle for her reelection, because even though, despite the terror attacks, despite the massive sex assaults on German girls, Merkel is still out there saying we're going to keep the German borders open. She's already out on the campaign trail, and she's getting on up there and starting to speak, and she is being booed and called traitor on that stage. In fact, the negative reaction to Merkel, it's even worse than Hillary was getting. So I don't know what Merkel is planning to do to secure re-election, and it probably involves a huge amount of election fraud. But the popular support for her, it just is not there. The German people are all fed up. Now then, apparently there was this incident over in Cedar City. It's being reported by thespectrum.com and involves an illegal immigrant who'd already been deported, and he came on back, and apparently he has been charged with raping a 7-year-old girl multiple times, and he says he's innocent because it happened by accident while he was just applying lotion to her skin. They were just roughhousing around following taking a shower together. And he actually thinks that's going to get him off. But he's basically under arrest. He's looking at all kinds of charges. Yeah, this is a 7-year-old girl who will, in all probability, be psychologically scarred for life, but a small price to pay for the globalists and the one world government here. All right, let's take a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The Navy has finally decided to get it in gear in terms of trying to remediate these ship accidents. And if you recall, the military suffered a severe brain drain when Obama got rid of quite a large number of officers whose political views weren't in agreement with his own.
Well, that was clearly a mistake.
This has created some suspicion. So the Navy's going to have Mark Carvin and Michael Weatherly looking at the financials of the officer crews of these ships.
Okay, you're getting garbled. You're getting garbled. Try and speak a little closer to the microphone.
I said they're going to have Mark Harmon and Michael Weatherly look into the financials of the officer ranks of these ships and, see if anybody's working for the enemy and subversive on the inside. In the meantime, they've decided to commission interim vessels to try and make up for, temporarily for some of the losses, and they're commissioning the USS Laughingstock class of boats. These are refurbished PT boats with rubber baby buggy bumpers all around. And they figure, with that, they should be able to avoid other boats. They're calling back Ernest Borgnine and Tim Conway to be the instructors, and so they're going to commission these, and they get very superior, maneuverability and impact resistance. So hopefully,
also there's an advantage. You got that short bow, so you can reach over it while holding that red and white cane as you sweep it back and forth as you drive the thing around.
Exactly. And then you can bounce off things a little better too. So, if Mark Harmon and Michael Weatherly, if the NCIS can't find any financial shenanigans, well, who knows? Nobody can. So. At least they're making efforts,
Well, they're making efforts, and I admire a good try, but I think what we actually need is to see something actually getting done and made to work. And you may have hit the nail right on the head. When Obama was in office, he was getting rid of a lot of top military officers and planners for their political views. And what was left behind were basically the more liberal, and they may have been handling ship staffing with a liberal point of view. And again, they may have been assigning crews to ships based on political expediency, political view, and lost track of the idea of a meritocracy, because something sure has gone wrong. And I'm wondering if we have a Navy that's being driven around the ocean by a group of liberal snowflakes who just can't really seem to get anything done well.
Right. Well, you mentioned before that people, you just talked about a captain who decided to push his boat, or people deciding, let's try this. That impulse is supposed to be offset by professionalism, training, authority, structure, and, it's just like the risks of flying are offset by technology and proper procedure and professionalized training. So, it's kind of hard. I'm having a hard time rationalizing that somebody just decided to get a little exuberant when, you know, like I say, that's supposed to, those impulses are supposed to be tamped down through professional training and professional accountability. So unfortunately, that's not happening. So
no, it doesn't. And in both the Fitzgerald case and the McCain case, it just seems that somebody, whoever had the con at that point, thought that they could get around the front of these ships, and they miscalculated. They absolutely miscalculated, and they forgot the idea. You know, in case of doubt, exercise on the side of caution. Part of it, of course, is that awareness that you're responsible not just for the ship, but for the lives on board of it. And that, to me, it would be a factor where I absolutely would not take any risks with that ship and the personnel, because I wouldn't be able to handle it if I was responsible for somebody getting killed.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's just horrifying. Absolutely. On a different note, you had mentioned earlier a statue of the Pillsbury Doughboy. Was he a World War I hero? I'm not familiar with that.
No, he's sort of a bakery kind of a guy. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Killer Max. Killer Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871, that's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour, somebody just wrote on in saying that the USS John S. McCain rammed out of the ship because it had a tumor. A little bit of dark humor there. All righty, getting on back to immigration and migration and the rest of it. Over in Great Britain, 20% of all the unemployed people are migrants. They are not able to find employment. They do not arrive with the necessary skill set, including, first and foremost, speaking the local language. And that is really what's causing a lot of friction. Now, the open borders people are out there saying, oh, it's racist to make them speak your language. That's why Teddy Roosevelt was a racist. He said people moving to this country ought to learn to speak English. How are you going to get along? How are you going to read the road signs? Are you going to follow directions at your place of employment? Really is ridiculous out there. Apparently, California is looking at a bill right now that will result in a year in jail if you use the wrong transgender pronoun. And I'm not even sure how many of those are out there, but it's a rapidly expanding list. This idea that you can be put in jail for using the wrong label. Remember the big stink back when the feminist came up with the Ms.? You know, they didn't like being called Miss or Mrs. That gave away their marital status. They wanted to fool around as much as the guys. So they said, just call us Ms. And if you called a woman Miss or Mrs., oh, would they get upset? Oh, I'm a Ms. You will call me this. Oh, okay, fine. Amazing here. All right, let's talk about some science and health issues. And as you know, this whole Zika fever thing spun out of control. They were looking at an outbreak of this microcephalic problem down in Brazil, and they blamed it on the Zika virus, even though Zika's been around for 60 years and it's never produced that result before. By the way, all the women who had these microcephalic babies had been subjected to an experimental vaccine, but we don't talk about that. It's all the fault of Zika and the mosquitoes, and companies that are spraying pesticides for Zika and the mosquitoes are making a ton of money out of the fear. Oh, it's Zika. We have to buy this stuff here. And unfortunately, over at the University of Michigan School of Public Health and the UM Center for Human Growth and Development, they have found that the pesticides being sprayed on U.S. cities to fight the Zika virus, which, by the way, Zika tends to go away by itself. The pesticides being sprayed on U.S. cities to fight the Zika virus have been discovered to harm motor coordination and neuromuscular systems in children. There was a measurable decline in fine motor skills for these studied children. But it makes money, and that's all that really matters. We'll be right back after station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.